The man who tried to create videos and cartoons and whatever else it might have been against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from among them a whole group became Muslim over time. Those who tried to destroy a reputation only destroyed their own. They suffered and struggled with mental challenges. I've actually gone in and tried to do a little bit of a research on some of those, and you find they've all been on medication for psychological disorders, or a lot of them. They've got a problem with themselves, and they are victims of misinformation. That's why Allah says, clarify, clear. They don't know. They are victims of misinformation. That's why they hate on the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And from the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Ta'if, when they tried to harm him, guess what? The angels had offered to crush the people of Ta'if. The Prophet Muhammad says, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people, because they are victims of misinformation. They don't know. They don't know. When they knew a few years later, guess what? They became Muslims. Ta'if is Muslim. Today, the great-great-grandchildren of the same people, they are all Muslims. They are praying 5 times a day. When they said the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, meaning the kuffar of Quraysh, when they said he was after women, like I said, they said he was after wealth. They said he was after power and position. What power? What position? What wealth? What women? He had a wife, Khadija, when he was in the peak of his life. 25 years, you're marrying a 40-year-old lady. And that was your only wife at the time. Until more than a decade later. Subhanallah. And your children were with her. Later on, he married widows, those who were divorced, a few of them. Each one was for a purpose, for a more noble purpose than the base desire of man that you and I may marry for sometimes. It was a much more noble purpose. It served a lot. Go and read it. Find out each marriage, why it happened and how it happened. And find out from correct sources, not just from the wrong sources. You will know and realize. So no matter what they picked on, it backfired on them. Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, one of the leaders of Quraysh, at the time of the victory of Makkah, what happened? He came to declare his shahada. He acknowledged that the only reason we denied was not because we believed he was telling a lie, but we were worried about how it would change the demographics of society. It's the reason why we denied.